Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
This is your host truly, Anthony Kaysen Jr. We are back here again for another First Word. How's everybody doing this morning? Everybody's doing great. We're in another month here, so any new people that's coming or listeners, basically what we do here is we study Book of Proverbs. And to basically grow as men and become more like Christ. So, today is June the 3rd. We are going to be studying Proverbs 3. Now, I'm going to start us off with a word of prayer. And then we're going to jump right into this. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to keep us. Thank you for helping us get to the halfway mark of the year. It's been 6 months now. Pray that you continue to keep us throughout the year. Pray that you help us gain this knowledge and wisdom from this word that you have for us today. And you have a great day. And pray that everybody just be blessed by this word. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So, Proverbs 3. Starts off with the title of Wisdom Bestows Well-Being. So, I'm going to read the first, probably like 10, maybe 12 verses here. They all coincide together. It's a great proverb to start off with for the first of the month. So, it says, "My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years, and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring wealth to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crop, and your barns will be filled to overflowing. Your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." So, those were the first 10 verses. There was a lot in there to grasp. It basically, I believe that basically goes with the title, you know, wisdom bestows well-being. A lot of these things, a lot of these, I guess, even though they are proverbs, but a lot of these quotes or sayings, these verses are very powerful. Many of them we know of as we've been studying these proverbs. The main one, verse 5 and 6, where it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." That verse right there can sum up all the proverbs pretty much. Even these ones right here from the beginning where it talks about, you know, not leaning to your own understanding. And many of the verses, you know, it says, "Trust in God, write them on your heart, keep his commandments," all those things coincide with this verse. And even the last part where it says, "Submit to him and he will make your path straight." Like I said, in the other verses, you know, when you give him your first crops, everything will be good. You know, your barns will be overflowing, and your vats will brim over with wine. So it's like that verse right there. When you trust in God and you continue to trust in him, and you don't worry, you know, you give everything to him, and you do what you're supposed to do, and have faith in God, then definitely when you do that wholeheartedly, there's nothing that you got to worry about. I know I do have my co-host on, Minister Jamal. I know he's there. You there, brother?
How you gonna say you know I'm here in action? Come on, man.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man.
Good, good, good. What you got on this word right here?
I mean, definitely, I'm saying I agree with you. If I could, you know, just go back a little bit, man, because there's a lot of chicken on that bone in these verses. Verse 1, when you talk about, you know, "My son, do not forget my teaching," excuse me, "but keep my commands in your heart." You know, I learned that, you know, even when you talk about, you know, a drunk mind speaks a sober tongue, but see, a drunk mind only going to speak what's in his heart. So if we, as men of God, you know, hide God's word, his commandments in our heart, when we are in a state, because I know when I get mad, man, you know, the truth just starts coming out, just whatever is in your heart. So when you get angry and you get mad and you get frustrated, or you get into a situation where, excuse me, you have your back is against the wall, when you have nothing else to count on, when nothing else can come out, if you bury God's word in your heart, that's what's going to come out when you need it to come out. Instead of saying those favorite four-letter words for some of us, we should be able to, you know, speak the word of God. So that's why we are hiding in our heart. You know what I'm saying? So when it's time, that's just like if you're going to if you're taking up boxing, and excuse me. And you got a weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of training. I don't care if you're not in the boxing ring. If a situation come up where there's a fight, you're instantly going to kick into your training. So if we do that with God's word, if we study his word and we hide him in our heart, and we go over it all the time, and we constantly keep it fresh, that when situations arise, we're not going to know to do anything else but spit the word of God. And I found out in my lifetime that when you use those four-letter words, that's just adding fuel to the fire. But I dare you, when you're arguing with somebody, quote the word, quote the scripture, and I guarantee you the atmosphere is going to change. Either, and what I like about it is that either they're going to walk away, or you're going to stop them in their tracks, because they didn't they can't comprehend that. Okay, I'm throwing four letter words at you, but you just threw one that said love. You just start talking about trusting in the Lord with all your heart and not leaning to your own understandings and all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll make your path straight. That changes the atmosphere. See, we have to understand that some of these atmospheres that we go to aren't sometimes God like atmospheres, and sometimes we have to be able to set the atmosphere any place that we're going. When we go to the doctor, that's why they pray, and they pray about the doctors, and they pray upon the people in the hospital. So the atmosphere is set. And you sense Jesus before you, as we was talking about before, and we was talking about the spiritual manners. After you, Jesus. Don't you know how you hold the door open with a mind? And you let them go first. See, that's what we got to start doing for Jesus in all aspects of our life. After you, Father, you can make the way, Jesus. If anybody ever seen celebrities or kings of royalty back in the day, when they walked, people threw flowers and stuff ahead of them. So that's how we should allow Jesus to go into our situations. That after you, Jesus, I'm not going in there if you're not going in there too. And it goes on and says that after you do that, for they will prolong your life for many years and bring you peace and prosperity. And we're going to be prosper because of who our Father is, but to have that peace. And see, people don't really understand what this peace holds. See, this is the peace that the Bible talks about that surpasses all human understanding. See, when you know what the person is going through, and you're like, well, how can they keep a smile on their face? You know firsthand what they're going through, but they smiling when you see them. They say, man, I can't complain. I'm blessed and highly favored. These things, you know, when we hide God's word in our heart, man, we already know what's going down. We already know how foolish thing look, and we know what a thing full of wisdom look like too. Knowledge. So, and then, man, when you get down to, you know, trust the Lord all your heart and lean not to your own understandings, but in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Like, hey. And that's no other way that I can explain it, but if I was to just put something on it, like, it's hard sometimes to do that. I'm going to just be honest with you, as a preacher of the gospel right now, because you've been taught so many things in your life, and you've been instilled certain things in your life, and it's just, and certain aspects, when I go through it, it's just like, ah, but the Father tells me not to lean to my own understanding, because in my understanding, in this case, I'm going to just be honest with you. If somebody hurts my family, I got to be able to give it to Him and not lean to my own understanding, because my own understanding is to protect my family. Physically, but you know, you have to, you know, not lean to your own understanding, man. When you do that, you got jail time, death, retaliation, you know. So, yeah, man, definitely some good, you know, good food this morning, man. Some ribs, stick and food. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got, though.
Definitely good word. We have anybody else that wants to make a comment on the line?
Amen. How y'all doing this morning?
All right. Fired up. Yeah.
That's some good chicken on that bone there, boy.
Yeah.
I like that when you were talking about that boxing and training. I think that is so key, is to train and to don't let anybody catch you slipping. I think we talked about it a couple Sundays ago. If you train hard and you put your miles in, put your work in on your heavy bag, speed bag, you know, on the track, you know, in the ring, what happens is you're prepared. You're prepared for battle. And I think that's what happens to a lot of times to Christians is, you know, they get saved, but they don't want to keep training. They don't want to keep training. They don't think that the enemy is real or that he has terrible intentions for them. And so when you understand that the enemy has terrible intentions for you, you got to do everything you can to train. You got to keep your head, you got to keep your guard up, you got to keep your mouthpiece in, you got to keep your, you know, protectors on, you know, and you got to stay in shape, man. And that's the whole thing about this. And, you know, I'm a lot older than you guys, but, you know, I've lived these lean not to your own understanding. So I got firsthand experience. I'm sure you guys do, too. If you do it God's way, it'll work out. It's going to take a while, but eventually it's going to work out for your good. And just keep training, keep sharp. You know, whatever age you are, you know, God knows, and he won't put anything more on you than you can bear. You know, if you're a middleweight, he's not going to throw you into some heavyweight stuff. But eventually, you know, as you grow, you're supposed to be a heavyweight. You're supposed to be able to get in there. And in the old days, guys used to go 15 rounds, battle. You know, but if you're training with God's word, like you said, hitting your heart, I don't care who comes up against you. I don't care, you know, if he's the baddest dude out there. I look at David and Goliath. And, you know, David said, you know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's going to come against God's people? And everybody else was scared. And David went out there, and this guy had a big shield, big sword, big helmet, all this brass protection. David went out there with some 5 smooth stones and a slingshot. But God prepared him when he was dealing with sheep, you know, in the field. And he said, a bear came, I took him out. A lion came, I took him out, you know. And that's the God that, you know, I've been training with. And, you know, this big Philistine, I'm going to come and I'll take him out. And that's the kind of training and attitude when you lean to God's understanding, because our understanding is, oh, my gosh, this guy's too big. He's too strong. He's got too much, you know, armor. He's got too much this. But, you know, if you're a child of God, you know, God will use whatever you have to give you the victory. And, you know, that peace part we were talking about, peace, man, you can't put a price tag on peace. You know,
come on
peace
now.
Is something that, you know, it's intangible. When you can have peace in the midst of the storm, when everybody else is freaking out, tripping out, and you still can have peace, that is an invaluable part of our life that God gives. So this is a powerful proverb. I think you guys are all over it, and thank you guys for getting into it.
Amen. Definitely.
And, you know, when you think about it, you know what I'm saying, this peace, like you said, Pastor, you know, that's intangible and, you know, priceless. And, you know, to be able to find your peace when the room is shaking, that's something that, you know, a lot of people want.
Yeah.
A lot of people right now even can't even come to terms or come to grips with the passing of a loved one because they have no peace.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you see down the line, people gone through, people ain't talked to people in a long time and everything. But see, on the other end, this person's sleeping like a baby, but you don't have no peace. Peace is, I definitely would take peace over anything. You know, because, you know, I've been in a place where I didn't have no peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been up all night and I wasn't eating and thoughts were going through my mind, you understand? And
mm-hmm.
But when I got the peace.
Yeah.
When I got the peace that passed all human understanding, I found, you know, what I was looking for, and when you attain that, man, it's just, you know, it's something that you have to experience. You know, a lot of people can't really put it into words, but when you got that peace, and with yourself, and the peace that God gave you, can't nothing shake you.
I look at these celebrities, you know, you look at Mike Jackson, you look at Prince, even Elvis Presley, you look at all these celebrities. Mike Jackson couldn't even go to sleep at night.
Come on, man.
He had no peace. He had to get anesthesia put in him in order for him to go to sleep because he had no peace. He had all the money in the world, all the skill, all the talent, you know, known worldwide by everyone, but he didn't have no peace.
And that's something that you give up when, see, that's what I'm saying. You're exactly right. We don't understand why millionaires and billionaires jumping off of buildings and committing suicide because we don't have that type of money. We believe that, oh, man, what? With that much amount of money? Pop, 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 pop. But we don't even understand that what comes with all that type of money. And you know, that's one thing that they are lacking. You see them all the time. You see some of these celebrities, and you just look at them like, man, they don't look happy. They don't look peaceful. They don't. Everything that's around them, it's taking them by storm. This world is beating them up. You can see it. And so, you know, if you ask a celebrity that probably been doing it a while, and ask them what they're searching for now, most of them would probably say peace.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that you really don't feel as though is relevant anymore, the ones that people, you know, thrown to the side, when they have interviews with them, man, they just at peace. They at peace. They got that peace that God offers. And so, you know, all of the being relevant, being in the cameras, and that ain't what they want no more. They want that peace because they understand that there's chaos that comes with the other side. So, yeah.
I think one thing definitely that you guys have been talking about is, you know, I think even being a young person, a lot of the time you do wish to be wealthy and be prosperous. But like you guys have been saying, I mean, to coincide like with everything, God puts you in the place for a reason. So it's like you said, you know, you don't want all that money. You're not ready for all that money. So he ain't going to give you the wealth yet until you can understand it. So a lot of times, you know, you can stay in a certain place until you learn your lesson. So definitely his plan is the best plan for everybody. It goes all the way around. That's what I think about what we've been talking about here. You guys want to talk about any other verses, Brother Jamal?
What you said, though, definitely, man, what you said, definitely I agree with what you said. You know, God is a great parent. God is a great parent. And, you know, he knows what his kids need. And he knows they want. But he understands that if I give them what they want, they going to go off the hinges. They not even going to come back. They not going to say thank you. I ain't going to ever see them again. And he knows that okay, like you said, I ain't ready for this, man. I ain't ready for this. You don't even take care of this bicycle I got you, but you want this Ferrari. Okay. I think about it. And so God knows what he's doing, man. You know, some people get their tax check and don't talk to God. You understand what I'm saying? So what you think these people would do if they get millions and billions of dollars? You know? And to be honest with you, people don't understand what comes with that. People don't understand that, okay, then the people that are in love with the money comes to you. And see, when the root of evil comes toward you, now you ain't even talking to God. Now you're vulnerable. Now you don't know who to trust. You think everybody's sick of your money. You ain't even trusting your mama no more. You ain't even trusting your best friend no more. Best friend get jealous, come rob you for everything that you got because he knows what you got. See? Things like that, man, you got to be able to take into consideration, man. A song, you know, Bad Boy Records, they put out a song in the 90s and said, more money, more problems. You know, and these people are really speaking out to what's really going on, man. It was a rapper just not too long ago, and you know him, Lil Boosie. I think his brother stole like millions of dollars from him.
And he's like, wow, my brother, this is the person we came out the same mama. And you stole and you're stealing millions of dollars. We good, you good because I'm good. And you're going to steal millions of dollars from me? That's because he loved the money so much that he didn't care about, that's my brother. So you know, I was just going, no peace. I was just talking to you, man, about, you know, about how my lady, man, she thought that, you know, oh, just because her family was going to do her taxes, that they wasn't going to try to, you know, put their own little spin on it. And she was like, you know, that's my family. I try to tell her, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It ain't no color
that's
on
it.
That. Ain't no picture on that.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Just because of your blood, what that mean? So, you know, definitely, man, you know, man, when it comes to money, man, people don't know how to, you know, people don't know how to act, man. And, you know, God knows what we need. You know what I'm saying? And so if we have it too much, we just going to start, like I said, we're going to start doing stupid things. We're going to start buying things that we have no reason buying. Why are we buying a helicopter and we're living in an apartment? Because we got the money. Right now, people are buying $300 shoes. They don't even got that much money. I do eviction. I see it every day. People buying $300 pair of shoes but don't have a place to live. So it's a whole lot of things you got to be able to get in line. And if God see it fit, he going to make it happen. Can't nobody take it away from you. That's what I like about it. That if he if it's in the plan, that is going to happen. So, yeah, man, God's a great parent, man. And, you know, spiritual maturity is a must, you know, in order for us to handle certain things. You know, you can't give, you know, a little, you can't give a kid a car and expect them to know how to do something with it. You know, so yeah, that's my couple comments. This proverb right here, when I was reading it this morning, I was like, oh yeah, this about to be good this morning, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Any other comments before we close? Coming to the last minutes here.
Nah, I just want to tell you guys, just stay with it. I think a lot of times we give up right before our blessing. Just stay with it. Like I said, my history is a little bit longer than you guys, and I've seen God prove himself to always be right. And if you stick with him, it's going to work out in your favor.
Definitely.
And last comment, man, just know everything is working for your good. Everything. All the ups, all the downs, the smiles and the frowns. It's already working for you. You already won. You just running bases. That's all. Remember that.
Definitely. So, definitely the word of the day is trust in the Lord. Pray that everybody just continues to trust in him and everything will be fine. Mr. Jamal.
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for this day that we ain't going to never see again, that we never seen before. Father God, we thank you for this proverb, right? This was a great proverb this morning, Father God. We thank you for this energy boost on the first word, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everybody on the line, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to bless everybody on the line, Father God. Keep allowing them to be, keep being dedicated to this line, Father God, understanding the importance, Father God. We love you, we praise you, we lift you up. We ask you to bless Pastor, Father God. Give him a fire word, Father God, to give to your people, Father God. We ask you to hide him behind your cross. So when he preach, Father God, they don't see him, Father God, they only see you. We ask you to be in our services, Father God. We ask you just to be whatever we need you to be, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All
right, so next week, this is the first word.
Indeed.